heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darby MFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Once or twice, a while ago.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
When was the first time?
I was kind of young.
Kind of young?
Well, I was really young. Free socks.
You can count on Slippery Pete.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. Does that turn you on?
Yeah.
It turns you on.
Yeah.
Who's it with?
Oh, some guy.
Some guy?
Yeah.
Kind of like now?
Kind of.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Cook up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
You've been sliding down the ladder of success so quickly these last few years. You must have got splinters in your backside.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And, well, what we do on this radio show, it's actually more than a radio show. It's a sound collage. Well, we play music from a wide variety of different genres. And then we mix it up with audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular theme. And tonight, our theme is called Sliding and Gliding, as we hear songs where sliding and gliding pitch changes are predominantly featured. In musical terminology, portamento is a gradual slide from one note to another. And then there's something else called glissando, which is very much related and actually is a, could be seen as battled just a little bit more broadly. But glissando is generally a broader change in pitch that sometimes it's not smooth, but it could be like on a harp or a piano where it's going through all the different notes, but you hear each one individually. But in more contemporary music, guitar players have been using a glass or a metal cylinder or even just, yes, broken bottles across the strings, and that gets you slide guitar. And then there's also the pedal steel guitar, which is, sometimes a real heavy piece of equipment, but it's a pedal steel is always played sitting down. And we'll be hearing one of those in Jackson Browne's Running on Empty later in the show. So we started off with Poly Six, the Japanese band, and that was Electric Surfin' Go-Go. And they named themselves after the Korg Poly Six synthesizer, which is quite capable of sliding and gliding its pitches, as you heard in that song particularly. So backing me up right now is an auditory illusion. It's called a Shepherd tone, and named after this guy, Roger Shepherd, who kind of, well, discovered, invented it. And it's essentially, you've got a pitch that's going up, and every time it comes to the end of its octave, they kind of put in the pitch below, the octave below, and it sounds like it's going up and up and up and up, and where will it ever end, huh? Yeah, it just keeps going up. Well, we have got so much great music for you this evening, featuring instruments that slide and glide. And yeah, in particular, the electronics, once we got to the point of having Moog synthesizers and all other kinds of synthesizers, you could do a lot more sliding and gliding. But in particular, in the next set, I want to mention this outstanding song I'm going to play for you, a remix song by the Human League, The Things That Dreams Are Made Of, an instrumental remix off of their Love and Dancing album. And that's 1980s synth pop and one of the best there is. And we're also going to hear from the blues slide guitar player Elmore James. David Grisman is in the mix. Yes. And Led Zeppelin as well. Here on your Friday night sound collage party. Yeah, let's start things off with a Japanese band. Of course, a Japanese band. This is a Plastic Sushi. Here's Denki Groove and Hiking. We'll be right back.
Slippery Pete.
every gun that is made, every warship launch, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show. Oh no, it's a sound collage with audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, news reports, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that each week matches a different theme. And this evening, it's called Sliding and Gliding, as we play for you songs that feature instruments that slide and glide through their pitches, like slide guitar and electronic instruments like synthesizers. We started off the set with the Japanese band Denki Groove, and a song with a lot of sliding synthesizer. That was Hiking. And that was from their Vitamin album. Then we heard from David Grisman. And not just David Grisman, but Bob Brosman and Mike Aldridge all making music together. Nostalgia Prelude. And that was off of this outstanding album, Tone Poems 3, The Sounds of the Great Slide and Resophonic Instruments. And this is an album that you don't want to just download the MP3s. You want to buy the CD because it's got this incredibly nice book inside showing you for each one of the 21 songs, actual pictures of the instruments that were used, the resonator and slide instruments. And, well, what basically happened is in the 1920s, there was a Hawaiian music craze in the United States, and that had these different kinds of slide, guitars, certainly. But this ended up, this 1920s music ended up evolving into blues and country and bluegrass. To some degree. And actually, backing me up right now is that same crew with another song from track from that Tone Poems 3. This is Just Joshin'. We also heard from the Human League in there with the Things That Dreams Are Made Of, an instrumental remix off of the Love and Dancing album that their producer Martin Rushnet was largely responsible for. By playing around and looping the tapes and the instruments, and it was it's an incredible album, one of my favorites. And that most songs from Dare were on there. Then we heard from the great blues slide guitarist and singer, of course, Elmore James, Dust My Broom. And we finish things off with Led Zeppelin's longest studio track ever in My Time of Dying off of the perfect album, Physical Graffiti. It's a double album, and in fact, the original plan that they had was it was just going to be a single album, but then once they got to writing all of their songs, they found it was well more than just a single vinyl album. And they dug up some songs that they hadn't quite completed or released from Led Zeppelin 3 and 4 and Houses of the Holy. And the end result is an album that sold like platinum 16 times. And that both Jimmy Page and Robert Plant kind of think is Led Zeppelin at their peak of creativity and performance. Yes, Physical Graffiti, a great, perfect album. Every song rocks on it. So, if you're looking to acquire a bicycle without spending a lot of money, well, tomorrow, May 14th, 2016, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the city of Somerville is offering for sale approximately 130 bikes in various conditions, from poor pieces of junk, pieces of crap, to apparently very good. And the poor ones begin at $10, and then prices go up and up and up. And this is going to start at 11 a.m., and it's going to be over at the Powder House Community School, which is 1060 Broadway. There's the plaza right outside the main entrance, the Broadway side of things. So, yeah, the City of Somerville abandoned bike sale tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Powder House Community School. So, we've got a listener request going out to Diane and Chuck, and it's a song that was a big hit for the Beach Boys, but it features a very cool instrument, the theremin, which was invented by Leon Theremin, a Russian, and it consists of two antenna, basically, and you move your hands near the antenna. One controls volume and the other controls pitch, and it's a really cool instrument that, well, almost anybody could play, I suppose. And then also in that set, we're going to hear immediately after that, we're going to hear from one of my four absolute sonic heroes, Esquivel, that crazy Mexican genius composer, producer, arranger. And we're going to hear his version of the Third Man theme from that movie. And then, hey, why not give you a heads up? We're also going to be hearing some jazz. Yes, Jack Marshall with a big jazz band playing you up an incredibly cool cover version of the Munsters theme. And then Billy F. Gibbons playing some outstanding slide guitar when we finish things off. But yes, here first is something going out to Diane and Chuck. And it will be going out just as soon as our computer is able to work here. So it seems like we've got a little bit of a problem here, but I think we can try giving this another little shot here. So let's see how that works. And I think we're going to play you some Esquivel. Yes, Esquivel.